腓立比书第三章十二节到十六节。
Philippians 3 verses 12 to 16。
腓立比书三章十二节说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了，我乃是借力追求，或者可以得着基督耶稣所得着我的。弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事，就是忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督耶稣里从上面招我来的奖赏。所以我们中间凡完全人总要有这样的心，若有什么别样的心，神也必借此指示你们。然而我们到什么地步，就当照什么地步行。
Philippians 3:12 Not that I have already obtained this or am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own, because Christ Jesus has made me his own. Brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus. Let those of us who are mature think this way, and if in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained.
今天是2018年第一个主日，我趁这个时候祝贺大家新年快乐。
This is the first Sunday of 2018, and I want to take this opportunity to wish everyone a happy new year.
新的一年里面，不知道大家有没有什么新的计划？
I do not know whether you have any new plans for the new year.
新年的一年里面，通常都是一个很好来设立建立或者是设立目标的一个机会。
And at the beginning of the year is actually a good opportunity for us to set goals.
我们其实在最近的那些这个电视的节目里面呢，有一个节目叫做 The Walking Dead.
And there is a recent program called The Walking Dead.
我也不知道为什么有人喜欢看这样的电影，不过它是行尸走肉。一个死了的人走出来，那么我发现不是电影，是我们是不是每一天过活都是行尸走肉呢？就是routine， 我们很正不断的做，但是不知道要去哪里做什么。
I do not know why people like to watch such programs, but it actually depicts zombies walking around. And in fact, I would like to ask if we actually feel like zombies and walking around routinely every day.
我们每天一天过一天，一天过一天，生命就是这样吗？我们的目标是什么呢？我们长远想要达到什么呢？神创造我们的目的又是什么呢？
We just let every day go by like this, and we want to ask, is this how we're going to live our lives, and is this the goal that God has for us?
所以我们要稍微再一次检讨我们思想一下，然后在神面前在立志为2018年来立志。
And I want us to think through all these things as we begin the new year and actually make some resolutions in 2018.
是不是在2018年里面有什么新的计划或新的这个目标？
Do you have any new plans or goals in 2018?
或许我们应该读圣经一遍。
Maybe we want to read through the Bible once.
或者读新约十遍。
Or read through the New Testament 10 times.
或许改掉一个坏的习惯。
Or maybe change a bad habit.
或许我们立志要读十本属灵的书籍。
Or we might be resolved to read 10 books that's to do with our spiritual need.
或者立志要向一个朋友传福音。
Or maybe we should resolve to preach the gospel to one person.
或者有一个门徒训练的计划来disciple 一个人。
Or also to disciple one person.
不管是什么 ，do something.
Whatever it is, just do something.
就是你一定要有朝一个方向去，朝一个目标去。
You have to have a goal. You have to have a direction.
或许有些人说我们有很多计划，都是失败的。
Maybe some might say I have had plans in the past, but it all failed.
但是无论如何。我们的问题是这样，不是你 aim high and miss it, the problem 是你 aim low and hit it. 就是说你 你如果要求很高，你没有达到没有关系，你还是有进步。但是你要求很低，得满分，这个才是那个大问题。
The problem is actually not to aim high and to miss it, but the problem is actually you aim too low and you hit it. So you should aim high, and if you miss it, it is fine because that means there's still progress.
所以我们必须要朝这个方向去。到底我们目标是什么？我们要定一个目标，那么朝这个目标走去。
So we need to set a goal and to move toward that goal.
那么在这段圣经里面，你仔细看呢，这段圣经里面是在讲目标，设立目标，就是朝着标杆直跑。
And this passage is about setting a goal that you are to press on towards the goal.
十三节呢，你说弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我有一件事就是忘记背后努力，面前向着标杆直跑，就是说那边讲说press toward the goal.
Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal.
所以我们盼望，我们重新借着这个新的一年，重新的开始，再思想一下，今年你应该有一个怎么样的目标。
So I hope that we will all take the opportunity in the beginning of this new year to think about what kind of goal we want to set for ourselves in 2018.
你如果这个目标设得太高而没有达到，没有关系的。
If you set your aim too high but you miss it, that's okay.
其实我的一生里面，我的目标常常很高的，但是我一年达不到，两年达不到，三年达不到，五年、十年我可以达到，终于有一天我达到。
And actually in my own life, I have set pretty high goals for myself that I have failed to attain after 1 year, and even after 2 years or 3 years, I have not attained it, but after 8 to 10 years, I finally attained those goals.
所以去年是一个很特别的一年，忽然间我原来可以达到了。
And last year was a special one because all of a sudden I reached a goal.
那个就是拿到我的这个博士学位。
And I've gotten a doctorate last year.
我老实告诉你，其实我认为有拿不到的。
Let me tell you, actually, I thought I would never attain that.
好像 Trump 以为他拿得 不能得胜一样。
It's like Trump not thinking that he might win.
但是呢，每一年呢，就小小的有一个小的目标，小的目标达了一完成一个课，又完成另外一课，不断的这样跑，结果原来我已经花了五年的时间读这个科目。
But every year I just go for one module after another, and just one module after another, small little steps at a time. And after 5 years, I actually got the doctorate.
到了第五年的，他说如果你再不考好，不要完成你的作业，你就不能毕业。哎，赶快把它写完它。
And towards the fifth year, the professor told me, if you do not finish your work in this year, you should forget it. So I quickly got it done.
如果我能够达到，你一定能够达到。
If I can attain that, so can you.
因为我不在你们当中不是最聪明的人。
Because I'm not the smartest among the people here.
但是连那个兔子跟乌龟赛跑，乌龟有一天还是到，我就是那只乌龟。
And in the race between the tortoise and the rabbit, the tortoise one day actually won. I'm just like the tortoise.
所以我们如果继续坚持呢，有一天你会得到。
And if we persevere, one day you will attain it.
所以那个目标非常重要。
So the goal is important.
我们要在生命中设立目标。
We need to set goals in our life.
我们不怕高的目标而达不到。
We should not fear to aim high.
如果你的目标很高，但是你达不到，但是你80分、70分、60分还是好过0分。
And if you set your aim too high but you miss it, however you score whether 80 marks or 70 marks or 60 marks, that's still better than zero.
但是如果你的目标非常低，整天都达到呢，这个就没意思了。
If your aim is so low that you always attain it, it is quite meaningless.
所以设立目标重要吗？
So is goal setting important?
当然非常重要。
Of course it is.
如果你有一个目标，你就有方向。
Because goal gives us a direction.
如果你有目标，你就有一个焦点。
And the goal gives us focus.
如果你有目标呢，你就能够善用时间。
And goals will help us to use our time best.
如果你有目标呢，你就很好的管理自己的生活。
And goals help us to take control of our lives.
如果你有目标呢，你不断的改进自己。
And goals help us to improve over time.
如果你有目标呢，你就有动力。
Goals give us motivation.
你有如果有目标，你就会去计划。
Goals give us a roadmap.
如果你有目标呢，你能够呈现最好的自己，把自己做得最好。
Goals help us to become the best that we can be.
所以这里呢, 我们看到保罗呢, 他也有设立目标。
And we can see that Paul sets goals too.
在设立目标的时候呢, 我们应该认识到一个, 我们应该对现状有一个属灵的这种, 不满足, 或者是在属灵面不满意现状的, 现在的情况。
And when we set goals, we need to actually be dissatisfied with our current spiritual standing.
所以我们能够在仔细的研究自己，看自己哪里做的不好呢？ 我们然后好好的在神面前思考，然后检查，然后设立目标。
And we need to think and ponder upon where we have failed and to set proper goals before the Lord.
保罗也是一样，他看到他的生命，其实他并不满意自己的生命。
Paul, in the same way, was dissatisfied with his own life.
所以这段圣经里面，其实你注意看到他两次，他说第十二节说，这不是说我已经得着，已经完全了。
And twice he actually says that, firstly in verse 12, not that I have already obtained this.
13节，弟兄们，不是说我自己已经得着了。
Verse 13, brothers, I do not consider that I have made it my own.
其实他没有得着。Actually,
he has not yet obtained it.
你看，你连保罗都没有得着，我还估计有希望了。
And if you think about this, even Paul considers himself not to have made it yet, so I have hope.
弟兄姐妹，我们要知道，我们什么时候得完全呢？ 真正当我们见主面的时候，我们才能够得完全。
Brothers and sisters, you want to know that when we become perfect is the time when we meet the Lord.
保罗这个大使徒呢，他都觉得自己不是一个完全人。其实他在提摩太前书1章15节，他说：“我是在罪人中，我是一个罪魁。”
Even Paul, the great apostle Paul, considers himself not to have attained it yet, and we see this in 1 Timothy 1:15 when Paul wrote that among sinners, I am the foremost.
他说呢, I am 是现在，现在我仍旧觉得我最糟糕。可见他有一个 healthy self-conscious, healthy self-esteem.
And this is in the present tense. He says, I am the foremost of sinners. That means right now I still am. So he has a healthy self-esteem.
今天很多人把自尊心看得太高，其实呢，我们不用管自尊心，我们自尊心本来就很强的，我们的问题是太强了。And
today, people pay a lot of attention on having a high self-esteem. Actually, the problem is not people not having high self-esteem, because everybody has it.
这些心理学家看到保罗的这首诗，他说我是生命中，我是一个罪魁，他说他是 self-esteem 是最差的。
And the psychologist will view this Paul, who says he's the foremost of sinners, as having low self-esteem.
但是呢，我们看到保罗就是因为有这样的认知，他才能够更好的追求，更好的来侍奉，更好的来敬拜神。
But it is because of Paul's self-awareness that he can then pursue God and serve God.
所以我们的一生人呢，不断的在追求，不断的在追求。我们知道在神的计划当中呢，我们这个身体，我们虽然得救，不过这个身体还没有得赎。
And in our lives, as we keep pursuing, we want to know that our bodies have yet to be redeemed.
在我们的这个神学里面呢，我们知道保罗马书在8章23节那边讲说，不但如此呢，我们有这个初见果子呢，我们心里也叹息。叹息什么呢？我们在等候我们身体得赎。这边就告诉我们，我们的身体还没有完全得赎，神的救恩计划已经开始了，不过还没有完成。因为在什么时候完成呢？主耶稣再来的时候才完成。
And we know from Romans that when we went through all these theological questions, that we are waiting eagerly for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. In other words, even though God's plan of salvation has already begun, it has not been completed yet.
所以基督徒呢，跟罪征战呢，是实在的，是事实。如果你不跟罪征战呢，你的救恩可能有问题。
So Christians continue to struggle with sin, and that's a reality. And if you do not struggle with sin, maybe you might not be saved at all.
因为保罗在罗马书8章23节说，我们身体还没有得赎，就是说我们要攻克己身，让身服我。意思是说，我们要管理这个身体，要让它圣洁，要让它来敬拜神，让它来侍奉神。所以我们必须要胜过这个身体。
And because Romans 8:23 tells us that we are waiting for the redemption of our bodies, that's why Paul wrote elsewhere that we should buffet our bodies and keep it under control. We need to overcome our fleshly body.
所以在这里呢，我们看到我们必须要管理，我们要必须要治理，我们要致使这个身体使到它能够就顺服神。所以这个征战呢，不断的出现，不断的出现，直到我们见主面。所以
So we need to keep our bodies under control and put to death the deeds of the body. And this is a striving, and we got to persevere. And if you are actually doing this as striving, do not be discouraged.
所以腓立比书在这边告诉我们，保罗他看到自己呢不是完全的，所以他不断的要继续的努力向前朝着目标前进。
And therefore, in Philippians, we can see here that Paul does not consider himself to be perfect, and he is continued to strain forward to the goal.
所以在这里，如果你仔细有，我其实我们讲腓立比书在大概六七年前讲的，2011年讲的。那么我们这里提到，腓立比书1:20讲到说，无论是生是死，总要叫基督在我身上照常显大。
And we actually preached through the book of Philippians about 7 years ago in 2011. When we look at Philippians 1:20, we know that Paul wrote, "It is my eager expectation and hope that I will not be at all ashamed, but that with full courage now as always, Christ will be honored in my body."
而且在27节那边他讲到说，我们行事为人要以基督的福音相称。
And in verse 27, let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ.
So 来到第三章的时候呢，他就讲到说，我们呢，我们finally，他说弟兄们还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐，然后呢，他就指出我们应该有的这个表现。And
then in verse chapter 3, he says, finally, my brothers, rejoice in the Lord. And then he tells us what our manifestation of this joy.
那么在第三节那里，他讲到说，那些真受隔离的，就是从心里面受隔离呢，我们必须要以神的灵敬拜，以耶稣基督夸口，而不靠肉体。Verse
3, for we are the circumcision who worship by the Spirit of God and glory in Christ Jesus and put no confidence in the flesh.
那么基督徒的生命是应该什么生命呢？基督的生命是应该以认识耶稣的基督的救恩，认识耶稣基督的能力，跟耶稣认识耶稣基督的受苦，成为他的中心。
And the Christian's life is a life that we strive to know Jesus and to know His resurrection power and also to know His suffering.
所以呢，来到这一段圣经的时候呢，他讲到说怎么样才能够达到这个目的呢？他就讲这个怎么样朝这个目标前进。
And so as we come to this passage, Paul actually shows us how to actually reach this goal.
所以这段圣经12节到16节呢，给我们看到第一点呢，就是保罗的这个决心，他坚定现在的决心，他 press on, 他 determine.
And so we can see from here Paul's determination. He is going to press on at present.
所以在这段圣经里面，他看到有好几节经文呢，给我们看到他的决心。
We can see Paul's determination from a few verses here.
你看到12节，他说 I press on, 我竭力追求。
In verse 12, he said, but I press on.
然后呢，在13节，他说什么呢？他努力面前，那个是 straining forward， 就是说他尽一切的能力向前跑。
And verse 13, he is straining forward. He is actually using all his might to move on.
而且呢，14节他说向着标杆努力面前，意思说这个是好像跑到最后一这个赛跑到最后一段的时候向前冲刺的达到目标。And
verse 14, I press on towards the goal that is just like that final dash before the finishing line.
意思他锁定那个目标向前冲刺。He
is locked on to that target and he is running towards it.
所以基督徒的生命呢，应该表是充满了这个这种努力，这种这个借力向前跑的这种形容词。
So the Christian's life should also be full of this kind of descriptive terms, pressing on, straining on, and towards the goal.
我们在工作上面，在事业上面，都很拼命的去做，来到属灵，来到灵修，来到我们属灵个人的生命上面呢，我们好像没有这种冲劲。
We actually would see this kind of striving and pressing on in our own careers, but when it comes to our spiritual lives, we seem to lack that.
但是保罗来到属灵的生命呢，他用许多的形容词，比如说他在哥罗西书11:28，他说他为此劳苦，而且尽心竭力，意思说尽一切的能力去做大大大大这件事情。
But for Paul, he often uses this kind of terms to describe his own spiritual pursuit, just like in Colossians, he says, I labor and I'm striving.
那么在保罗很喜欢用的就是用运动员在场上赛跑或者比武或者是摔跤，用运动员里面的很多的这个比喻来形容这个基督徒的人生。
And Paul often likes to use phrases that are associated with athletics, like in a race or in a gladiator ring, and he uses such terms to describe the Christian's life.
好像哥林多前书9:26说，所以我们奔跑不像无定向，我斗拳不像打空气。
And in 1 Corinthians 9:26, he say, I run in such a way as not without aim, I box in such a way as not beating the air.
那么哥林多前书9:24讲到，他说呢，岂不知道在场上赛跑的都跑，但是得奖的只有一个人，你们也当这样跑，好得到奖赏。
And he again says in 1 Corinthians 9:24, do you not know that those who run in a race all run, but only one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may win.
上周我们也讲到说，保罗说他在面临人生的尽头的时候，这个当跑的路我已经跑尽了，是不是？这条跑道我已经走来到了尽头了。And
we also saw this passage last week. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the course. I have kept the faith.
那么在以弗所书在那边讲到，他说我们跟什么人争战呢？跟这个不是跟属血气的，乃是跟属灵的争战。这个争战呢是摔跤，他用这些运动员运动的这个比喻来形容基督徒的争战。
Ephesians 6:12, for our struggle is not against flesh and blood, and the word struggle is another that it can also be translated as wrestle. So he is often using such a physical terms in a sports arena to describe the Christian's life.
其实我们今天所看到的奥林匹克就是跟保罗有直接关系。保罗在希腊呢的这个奥林匹克就是这样的。他们在赛跑的时候，他在做什么事情？所以他在9:25说，他说凡脚力争胜的，诸事都有节制。所以他很努力的攻克己身，去朝向目标，很努力的。 尽一切所能的去达到这个目标。The
Olympic Games that we know today originated from Greece, and that was during the time when Paul was writing all these things. That's why it is closely related and uses such terms, like in 1 Corinthians 9:25, everyone who competes in the games exercises self-control in all things.
所以我们看到这里，第一点呢，我们在这边看到保罗在这段圣经里面提出一件事情呢。 你必须要达到目标呢，你要达到你的这个 goal， 你一定要什么呢？要现在坚定的信心跟决心去达到这个目标。And
we come back to the passage here to press on toward the goal. You must have determination to press on at present.
所以你看到吗？这个在现在呢，你必须要 press on， 现在你必须要。 尽一切最大的努力去完成这个目标，运动员的这个目标呢，他一定要应用最大的这个努力才能够得到。And
so you must realize that just like athletes, they must actually be determined and they must give it their all in order to reach that goal.
所以第一点呢是讲到决心。
So the first point is about determination.
第二点呢是讲到方向。
And the second point is about direction.
很多人呢，我们在跑属灵的道路的时候，有很多的失望。
As we engage in this spiritual walk, very often in this journey, we are discouraged.
有时候我走得好好的，又跌倒了。
Sometimes when we are walking fine, all of a sudden we stumble and fall.
有时候呢，我们好好的在这个读经祷告呢，又犯罪了。
And sometimes we are actually reading our Bibles and praying well, but all of a sudden we sin.
所以很多时候我们突然间又被世界引诱去了。
And very often we are suddenly drawn away by the world.
但是呢，很多时候我们就感觉到失望，甚至放弃。
And sometimes we are discouraged and close to giving up.
但是我们刚才已经讲到，我们真正要打这场仗呢，这场仗什么时候结束呢？是在我们见主耶稣的时候才结束。所以这场仗。 那个终点不是现在，重点是后面，你还可以追上去的。But
we've seen earlier on that we are still awaiting perfection that is going to be here only when Christ comes again. So right now we can still have time to catch up.
所以现在如果你软弱跌倒的时候，这个还没有结束，还没有定局。你现在注重的是方向，所以 it is direction, not perfection. 你要追求的是这个追求的方向，而不是追求现在的完美。
If you are weak currently and have failed, do not be discouraged because that is not the end. So the end is yet to come. Therefore, we often say that it is the direction that is important and not the perfection.
所以在这边你看到保罗是说第十三节说，弟兄们，我不是以为自己已经得着了，我只有一件事是忘记背后，努力面前。你看忘记背后是方向，不要只看向后看，要向前看，这个是方向。 是什么呢？要朝着目标直跑，你还没有到终点，继续跑，你还可以追上去。Verse
13, brothers, I do not consider that I made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead. So do not look back. So this is the direction that you are not to look back, you are to look forward.
今天我们很多人在工作场合里面，在事业里面，在这个商业的环境里面工作。
Today, many of us are in the society working.
很多人都研究这个很多大公司如何得到，大公司如何能够成功。
And many people actually study how big companies achieve success.
很多年前，这个很出名的一个专家叫 Tom Peter.
And many years ago, there's this expert called Tom Peter.
他们研究，很多人研究，大哈佛这个 Stanford 很多都研究。 成功的公司怎么能够成功呢？
And whether it's at Harvard or Stanford, they all actually research on how these big companies made it.
但是他们有一个结论。
And they all have one conclusion.
成功的公司呢，是他们怎么样成功呢？不是他们没有失败。
And they found that those companies that have made it actually failed before.
所以成功的公司是失败之后不断的尝试，不断的尝试，不要放弃，继续的尝试，它才会成功。
Companies who have made it actually were companies who have failed before, but despite the failures, they continue to try and they try and they try.
所以一个成功呢是在不断的尝试，成功呢是不断的不放弃的尝试才能够成功的。
So in order to achieve success, it needs to be continuously trying after failures.
所以呢，我们在跑属灵的道路的时候，一定要朝这个方向去，不断的尝试，不断的尝试。你跌倒再爬起来，跌倒再爬起来，你不断的尝试，有一天你一定会成功的。
So in our spiritual pursuit, we do the same thing. When you fall, you get up and you continue. If you fall, you get up and you try again. And if you keep trying and trying, one day you will be successful.
当然，大家知道这个人是谁，我在。 这个屏幕上面快出来，这个就是麦克菲，这个菲尔普斯的，这个是全世界最好的游泳健将。
And of course, you know Michael Phelps. He is the most famous swimmer in the world.
他有没有失败过？
Has he failed before?
当然他失败过很多次。
Of course he did.
但是他没有放弃。
But he did not give up.
他每一天呢，这个是他的训练过程呢。每一天他要游泳6个小时，在水里面游6个小时，而且一周游6天。
And he actually spends 6 hours training in a pool every day and 6 days a week.
就是不管下雨打风下雨呢，不管是有没有这个节日呢，不管是不是公共节日呢，他一天要6个小时，每一周呢有6天，他必须在游脸不断的游，不断的游，他才有这天的成功。
Rain or shine, whether it is holiday or not, he does exactly the same thing 6 days a week, 6 hours a day, and that's how he achieves success.
另外一个人你可能不认识这个人，除非你是一个长跑健将。
Unless you are a long distance runner, you might not know this person.
当然我们当中有一些好的这个长跑健将，不过不可以在礼拜天跑啊。
We do have some long distance runners in our midst, but please avoid Sundays.
这个人是英国马拉松长跑的，他们叫做这个女王。
And this is the marathon queen from England.
她拿了不知道五还是六次的全世界的女马拉松运动的冠军。
And she was crowned a marathon champion for 5 or 6 times.
宝拉拉德克里夫。
Paula Jane Radcliffe.
他怎么运动呢？他怎么训练呢？每一天跑10到20公里。
How did she train? She runs 15 to 20 kilometers per day.
你看他每天都是这样跑呢，才能够得到全世界的这个冠军。
And she runs like this every day, and that's how she became champion.
所以你看到吗？当你看到这个的时候，我相信已经开始有人心里想，我明天要跑了。
And of course, I believe when you are looking at this, some of you already have started to think, I'm going to start running tomorrow.
所以但是呢，记得不要礼拜天跑。
But please remember, don't run on a Sunday.
拜一到拜五可以啊。
You can run on Monday to Friday.
你要操练，这样的话呢，你才能够得奖。
You need to train before you can win.
那么这个图面就是西门拜尔斯呢，这个是现代的这个最拿到这个奥林匹克的这个体操的健将呢，他怎么跑怎么练呢？每一个星期呢，他练30个小时。
And we have Simon Biles, who is the current reigning champion of gymnastics. She trains 30 hours per week.
那么这些人有什么共同之处呢？
What's the common thing among these people?
他们都是不断的训练，往前面看不往后面看，他们没有失败吗？他当然有失败，而且失败很多次，但是他就是不肯放弃。我们跑熟练的道路也是一样。
They all press on towards the goal in front of them. They have failed before, definitely, but they do not look back and they just continue pressing on. And this is how we ought to do it with our spiritual lives too.
你看吗？他们是付代价去做这件事情的。
And they are paying a price to do all this.
不管是在商业上还是在体育上，你要成功，你必须要付代价。
Whether in the business world or in the athletic world, if you want success, you must pay a price.
你必须要有牺牲。
There must be sacrifice.
但是你看到这些人，他用尽一生去做这么大的能力，他得到什么呢？
But if you look at these people, they spend all their effort in their lives, and what are they going to get?
他得到的是能坏的冠冕。
They receive a perishable crown.
你说你们得到的是不能坏的冠冕，对吗？基督徒，你会读圣经，你说我们得的是不能坏的冠冕。
And of course, you are Christians. You read your Bible, and you know that you are going to receive an imperishable crown.
但是如果看你的努力呢，我不相信你的冠冕是能坏的。
But if I look at how much effort you are putting in, I do not believe that your crown is imperishable.
如果你说呢，你的比他好了这么多，你应该是一天呢，不是你游30个小时，你可能游40个小时，你不是跑20里，你是跑50里。
If your crown is indeed imperishable, instead of swimming for 6 hours, you will swim for 7. Instead of running 20 kilometers, you will run 50.
所以呢，弟兄姐妹，我们必须要付上代价，付上这个时间，付上这个全力以赴的去做这件事情。
So brothers and sisters, we need to pay a price and we need to give it our all to do this thing.
你必须要有决心。
You must be determined.
你必须要有方向。
You must have direction.
所以不要气馁，你就是继续的努力，终点还没有到，你要到主再来的时候才是终点，你还有时间能够追上去。
So do not be discouraged because you still have time to actually strain forward towards the goal before Christ comes again.
我再来看第十三节。
Let's get back to verse 13.
他说：“弟兄们，我不是说自己已经得着了，有一件事就是呢，忘记背后，努力面前。”
Brothers, I do not consider that I've made it my own, but one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead.
你看到这边他说忘记背后。
Forget what's behind.
今天的心理学整天叫你向背后看。
Today's psychologists always tell you to look back.
如果你有什么问题，就是以前犯的错，你的父母做的错，世界上的人的错，你回去整天向后看，主耶稣说，你向后看的人呢，不配做我的门徒。
And today, the psychiatrists and psychologists say that if you have a problem today, you need to look back to how your childhood was, look at what your parents did, look at what people did to you. And that's always looking back to the past. But Jesus says, if you keep looking back to the past, you are not fit to be my disciples.
过去已经过去了。
What has passed?
已经做的已经做了。
What has been done has been done.
圣经里面这边告诉我们说，忘记背后。
The Bible tells us to forget what lies behind.
以前做的不可以undone，不可以重新再来。过去就过去了，你从现在开始往前跑。
What has happened in the past cannot be undone. Forget it and go forward.
忘记背后，努力面前。
Forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead.
你的方向要对。
Your direction must be correct.
你知道吗？有很多人有很不好的背景，但是非常成功。
Do you know that there are many people with terrible backgrounds, but yet they are now successful?
那个问题是你肯不肯，你要不要让你的过去使到你不能够达到你将来？
The problem is, do you want to let your past hinder you from attaining your future?
只有你能够做这个决定。
Only you can make this decision.
你不要让过去能够阻挡你，你应该忘记过去，努力面前，朝着标杆直跑。
Do not let the past hinder you. You need to forget what lies behind and strain forward to what lies ahead.
每一个人在主里都是新造的人。 提摩太后书，这个提哥林多后书5:17，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人，旧事已过。你看到吗？已经过去了，都变成新的了。Therefore,
if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. 2 Corinthians 5:17. The old things have passed away. Behold, new things have come.
不要再停留过去。
Do not stay in the past.
我告诉你什么叫做忧郁症。
Let me tell you what is depression.
忧郁症就是不能够放弃过去。
Depression is a refusal to let go of the past.
忧郁症就是不断的回想过去的错误，过去的事情，一直留恋在过去当中，你不能够走出来，所以你就忧郁。
Depression results because people cannot let go of the past, and they keep dwelling on the past, and so they end up being depressed.
什么叫做 depression？ 这个忧郁症就是对过去有错误的认识。
Depression is actually a wrong understanding of the past.
你以为回到过去你就能够解决你现在的问题。
You think that you can solve your current problems by returning to the past.
我常常说一件事情，忧郁症跟急躁症 anxiety 是同一个东西。
Actually, I've often said that depression and anxiety is the same thing.
忧郁症是对过去有错误的想法，急躁症呢是对将来呢有错误的看法。
Depression is due to wrong thinking about the past, while anxiety is due to wrong thinking about the future.
Anxiety 就是对前面有急躁症，就是一直很怕前面，为什么呢？你不知道神掌管一切吗？如果你认为神掌管一切，你就不会急躁，你不会害怕，你没有这个恐惧症，因为你对前面有错误的，因为你以为神没有掌管，你以为你。 全部是你自己掌管。
Anxiety is having a wrong thinking about the future because it shows a lack of trust in God's sovereignty, and so you are not trusting that God is in control of the future, so you are very anxious about what's going to happen and you become fearful.
所以保罗说，忘记背后，努力面前，向着标杆直跑。
That's why Paul says, forgetting what lies behind and straining forward to what lies ahead, press on towards the goal.
你要有决心，要有方向。
You must have determination and you must have direction.
当我们信主之后，我们是一个新造的人，主给我们一个新的心。
When we believe in the Lord, we are a new creature and God gives us a new heart.
以西结书36:26，他赐给我们的新的心，他把新的灵放在我们里面，除去我们的私心。我们有一个新的盼望，我们一个新的目标，我们有新的方向。
Ezekiel 36:26, I will give you a new heart and put a new spirit within you. We have a new determination and a new direction.
所以呢，有一件事情，什么事情呢？在这里保罗讲到说，只有一件事情，就是忘记single-mindedness， 你要专一，你要专心，就是什么呢？前面那个目标就是主叫我们得到的那个东西，主要我们得的，我们去得，忘记旁边的所有的东西，影响的东西，全部忘记背后，努力前面，朝着目标直跑。
And Paul says here, one thing I do. In other words, he has a singular focus in his mind, and that is to be forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead. Just that one thing that he does.
所以在这边 one thing 这个 single 这个焦点是什么呢？
So what is this single-mindedness? What is the focus?
我们回来看我们的圣经。
We come back to our Bible.
3章12节。
Chapter 3 verse 12.
他说这不是说我已经得着了，我已经完全了，我乃是最力追求，或者可以什么呢？得着基督所以得着我的，或者是所以得着我，或者我要我得着的。
Not that I have already obtained this or I am already perfect, but I press on to make it my own because Christ Jesus has made me his own.
什么意思呢?
What does this mean?
其实你看12节跟13节是重复的。
If you look at verse 12 and verse 13, it is a repetition.
我们再说一遍。12节说，这不是说我已经得着了，已经完全了。13节你看啊，弟兄们，我不是说自己已经得着了，然后呢，只有一件事情。所以后半段是一模一样的。他说，我乃是借力追求。 得着耶稣要我得着的，或者说第13节说，我只有一次，就是忘记背后努力面前，要得着基督耶稣上面招我来得的。
And verse 12, the beginning is the same. Not that I have already obtained this. Verse 13, I do not consider that I have made it my own. So the second half is actually referring to the same thing. I press on to make it my own. And verse 13, one thing I do, forgetting what lies behind, straining forward to what lies ahead, I press on towards the goal for the prize of the upward call of God in Christ Jesus.
所以主耶稣要我们得到什么呢?
So what is it that Christ Jesus wants us to obtain?
主耶稣拯救我们来做什么呢?
What is it that Christ Jesus saved us for?
主耶稣拯救我们 主耶稣降世为人，花做了这么大的救恩，来使到我可以退休享受天下。
The Lord Jesus came as a man and he died on the cross and made such a great sacrifice for me to retire comfortably in the world.
主拯救我们，从世上天上来到世上，完成十字架的救恩，使到我可以在海边里面散步，捡这个贝壳。
The Lord Jesus became man, suffered and died on the cross so that I can stroll along the beach and pick seashells.
主拯救我们的目的是让我发财，让我能够享受，让我能够做我所要做的事情吗？
Is that it? The Lord Jesus came to save me so that I can become successful and wealthy and do what I like?
主拯救我们的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose that Christ saved us for?
罗马书8章28节有句话说，
Romans 8:28 tells us.
他这里说到，神使万事互相效力，就是他按他旨意所招的，他预先所知道的人就预先定下效法他儿子的模样，使他儿子在许多弟兄中做长子。
And we know that God causes all things to work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to his purpose. For those whom he foreknew, he also predestined to become conformed to the image of his son so that he will be the firstborn among many brethren.
主拯救我们的目的是从最终拯救出来，是要来使到我们从脱离罪恶，越来越像主耶稣，越来越彰显神的荣耀，满有圣洁，满有怜悯，满有恩惠，像耶稣一模一样。这个是神的目的。
God's purpose is that His Son saves us so that we can become more like Him, to become more filled with mercy, to be filled with love, and more loving, more merciful.
神创造我们的时候是按照他的形象造的。
God created us according to His image.
所以我们要活出像他的形象一样。 So
we need to reflect His image.
所以神从最终拯救我们出来，神从我们的审判中走来，使到我们能够反映他的形象，能够使到我们能够彰显他的荣耀，看到主所创造的人是何等的美好，能想显示主的恩典、主的怜悯、主的圣洁，想到主的智慧，看到这样的人能够。 你看到一个罪人从罪恶当中能够转变成为一个圣人，成为一个神所喜悦的人，这是何等大的奇迹！
And God, when He saved us, He wants us to, when God saves us from our sins, He wants us to actually now reflect His image, to become more like Him, to become more merciful and more loving. And it is such a great miracle when we see someone who is not loving, not merciful, that after he is saved, he starts to become more and more like all this.
我们看到，我们也听过有一些强盗也好，他是这个社会，这个黑社会的老大也好。 他信主之后呢，完全改变了，没有人可以相信这个改变是可以实现的。
And we have seen the testimonies and heard testimonies of gangsters in the past, and after they repented and believed in Jesus, they have totally turned around and lived a new life. So this is possible.
我们不是强盗，我们也不是大老黑帮老大，但是主还是用他的生命把你拯救出来。
We thank God that we are not like robbers and gangsters in the past, but yet the Lord is still using His life to save us.
他说我们要披戴耶稣基督，罗马书十三章十四节，不要为肉体去安排放纵肉体。
Romans 13:14, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh.
那么在约翰一书三章二节，他说，当主显现的时候，我们必要像他。
1 John 3:2, we know that when He appears, we will be like Him.
所以保罗在腓立比书这边讲到，他说，我先前以为我有益的，但我当作有损，为要认识我主耶稣为至宝，而且呢，我把一切都丢弃，看作粪土，为要得着什么呢？得着耶稣基督。
Philippians 3:7, whatever things were gained to me, those things I have counted as loss for the sake of Christ. More than that, I count all things to be lost in view of the surpassing value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them but rubbish, so that I may gain Christ.
是的，我们需要定下目标。
Yes, we need to set our goals.
但是你的目标Does it count? 来到主的面前，当你死的时候，当你离开世界的时候，来到神的面前，你说主啊，我给你，我找个贝克给你。
And so the goals that you set, you must ask, does it count when you die and when you leave this world and when you come face to face with God? Can you tell Him, I picked this seashell for you?
主拯救你是让你捡seashell, 讲那个贝壳啊，海边的贝壳啊，主你看这么漂亮，我找给你一颗。
And did God save you so that you can pick up seashells from the seaside and present it to Him, a beautiful seashell?
主拯救我们，主创造我们，拯救有他的目的，要我们怎么样完成他的目的。所以当我们用定下我们的目标的时候，你要知道这个目标来到主面前，你在受审判的时候呢，主啊，你要我做的工作我已经做了。
So the goal that you set for yourself, you've got to ask yourself when the judgment comes, when you stand face to face before God, can you tell Him, Lord, I have done the work that you have tasked me to do?
就好像上一周我们在看到保罗在他临死之前，他说，那美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑尽了，所信的道我已经守住了，你要我做的工作我完全做好了，而且做到你满意为止。
Can we say the same like what we saw last week when Paul at the end of his life says that I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith?
我太太常常告诉我一件事情。
My wife often tells me one thing.
她说我常常做一个梦。
She says she often have a dream.
做一个梦什么梦呢？
What dream?
她说我梦见呢，我准备很辛苦准备考试，去到那边我准备wrong subject.
And she says, I have often had this one dream that I prepare very hard for the exam, but when I stepped into the exam hall, I realized I prepared for the wrong exam.
那是三十年前的事情，她今天还做这个梦。
That was 30 years ago that she sat for her last exam in school, and today she still have that same dream.
你看那个影响力有多大？
Can you see how great the influence is?
你来到主的面前，主啊，哎呀，原来不是笑笑，不是嬉笑，你要的是另外一件事情。你用了一生做了这么大的事情，用了一生做了这么多事情，原来不是主要的。请问你的目标 does it count? 这个目标有效吗？是神所要的吗？
And when you come face to face with God, you don't want to realize that, oh, you didn't want me to pick seashells? No, you have to ask yourself, what goal is it? Does it count in God's kingdom?
在2018年，你想主要你做什么？
In 2018, ask what does the Lord want you to do?
朝这个目标去。
And move in that direction.
你必须要有耐心。
And you must be determined.
你要有这个决心。
You must have determination.
你必须要有方向。
You must have direction.
最后呢，要什么来鼓动你？什么来 motivate？ 什么来这个推动你呢？就是前面的主为你要你得的奖赏。
Finally, what's the motivation? It is the decoration that God has planned for you.
啊，什么 decoration? 他说，哎呀，这个是装饰，不是的。我们讲 decorated soldier， 意思说你将来要得到的那个，给你那个奖赏， 给你的，你所称赞，你说哇，你是一个非常有成就的这个军人。
And decoration is not referring to things that you put around the house, but we describe a highly decorated soldier as someone who has received lots of awards.
所以在14节他说，向着标杆直跑，要得神在基督里从上面召我来得的奖赏。
And verse 14 is talking about God having a prize for us.
他说 ，I press on toward the goal， 我向着标杆子跑。你说我向着标杆子跑，它的原文是有锁定目标的意思。And
in the verse translated, I press on toward the goal. In the original text, has a lock on to the target kind of nuance.
神要给你的奖赏，他已经预备好了，只是你。 好了没有？你做完你要做的工作了没有？
The prize that God has for you, He has already determined it. But the question is, are you ready for it and are you prepared for it?
所以那个问题就是说，不是说我们的把我们的目标定得很高，你达不到。其实我不怕，我再说一遍，你的要求定得很高，你达不到，但是你还是有前进。不要把目标定得很低，你永远达到。
Let me say this again. The problem is not aiming too high and missing it. The problem is if you aim too low, you always get to hit on the target. That is not good. But if you aim high and miss, it's okay as long as there is still progress.
很多时候，圣经里面没有讲那个奖赏是什么。
Very often the Bible doesn't tell us what's the price.
但是我知道主花了很大的智慧，用了很大的能力，从天上加到地上，为我们钉死，完成这么大的救恩，要给我们得的奖赏，那个奖赏应该比这个更大。And
but I do know that God actually spent a great effort and He planned it all. He came and died for me, and He paid such a great price. So I know the price will be great.
他花了这么大的精力，花了这么大的精神，花了这么大的智慧，这么大的计划，要我得到的是应该是相称的一个很大的这个奖赏。这个奖赏的是会使到我非常的惊讶，非常的惊奇，非常的感恩。
If God made such a great plan and He made such a great effort in order to do all these things, I am sure the price will be as measurable as all the effort and wisdom and plan that God has put into it.
所以你看到前面他说，我们在锁定这个目标的时候，你一定要有决心，你一定要有方向，而且你一定要有这个目标，那个这个奖赏成为你的目的去锁定，去定着这个朝向前进。
So as we press on toward the goal, we must have determination and we must have direction, and the decoration will be our motivation.
你看十二节到十四节都是保罗在形容他自己，我。
Verse 12 to 14, Paul keeps describing himself, I.
来到第十五节的时候,
when it comes to verse 15,
他说所以我们,
let those of us,
意思说, 现在他开始不但是讲我，讲保罗，他在讲我们所有的基督徒也必须是这样。
And he used himself as an example, and now he turns to all of us who are Christians ought to do the same.
所以他说，所以我们中间凡是完全人，总要存这样的心。
Let those of us who are mature think this way.
啊，他讲完全人。
Mature.
其实这个其实他讲完全人这边是有一个讽刺，你们以为你完全，你如果真的完全，你就跟我一样。
And there's some irony here that Paul was using. You think you are mature. If you think you are mature, you ought to think the same way as me.
像我一样，如果是成，你是完全人。其实这边的完全是指，如果在主里面你是完全的，你就跟我一样不断的追求。但是呢，如果你有别的看法，主必然指示你。他说你必须跟我一模一样，能够朝这个方向去，你到什么地步就做到什么地步。
Let those of us who are mature all think this way as I do. If in anything you think otherwise, God will reveal that also to you. Only let us hold true to what we have attained. In other words, whichever point you are, you continue from there.
请问你 2018 你的目标是什么？
What is your goal for 2018?
把圣经读一遍。
To read the Bible once through.
把属灵书籍读十本属灵书籍.
Read 10 books on a spiritual walk.
传福音给你的邻居.
To share the gospel with your neighbor.
或者胜过一个坏的习惯.
Or to overcome one bad habit.
但是无论你定你的目标是什么，
whatever goal you set for yourself，
你必须要知道这个目标一定要符合神的目标。
You must know that this goal should actually be aligned with God's goal.
你不要来到最后上战场的时候，来到考场的时候，发现你准备错了啊，不同的这个 subject， 这个错误的课。
You don't want to come to the exam hall only to realize that you prepared for the wrong subject.
所以我们来到这里，我们要问大家，这是今年的第一个主日。
And in this first Lord's Day of 2018, we want to ask you,
你为主耶稣做了什么？
What have you done for the Lord Jesus Christ?
新的一年里面，你可以为耶稣做什么？
In this new year, what can you do for Lord Jesus?
你所做的呢，在永恒里面有没有价值？
Whatever that you do, is there eternal value?
你可不可以来到主，主你为我死，我所做的，我为你做的是这些。
Can you, when you meet Christ face to face, say, Lord, you died for me, and this is what I have done for you?
所以新的一年是我们新的开始。
The new year is a new beginning.
让我们再一次思想主为我们所做的一切，让我们在神面前立尽立志来跟随他。
Let us think about what we are doing in front of the Lord, and let us be resolved to follow Him.
让我们一起做一个特殊的祷告。
Let's close in prayer. Father, we thank you for Your word. We thank you for the preaching of your word, and we ask that you will help us to be convicted in our hearts and be like Paul to set goals that are of eternal value and to press on toward the goal and forget what lies behind. All the failures in 2017, may we put them behind and may we set new goals for ourselves in 2018, and we pray that you give us strength and you guide us in the right direction. Pray on to Jesus.